As the Montreal Expos prepare for the move to Washington, D.C., we take a look back at an important and often overlooked moment in Montreal's history. On April 18, 1946, Jackie Robinson stepped up to bat for his first game as the first black player on the roster of a team associated with the major leagues, and that team was the Montreal Royals. Joining us now to talk about this incredible moment in history is NPR's own Scott Simon, the author of Jackie Robinson and the Integration of Baseball. Scott joins us here in Studio 3A. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Joe.
So how did Jackie Robinson end up playing in Montreal?
Well, he was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers, and there are people who will tell you that the fact that the Brooklyn Dodgers had the nerve to go ahead and sign him, alone among major league franchises at that point, was not... We absolutely fed into the fact that Montreal was their prime farm club, as we call it, in the minor leagues. The Boston Red Sox had given Jackie Robinson and a couple of other Negro League stars a sham tryout 5 months before. And Joe Cronin, who later became president of the American League, very famously said, "Great ball player, too bad he's the wrong color." And told interviewers over the years that the Red Sox couldn't even contemplate bringing Jackie Robinson onto their club. Not to mention I think it's safe to say, the famous reputation that the Red Sox themselves had among racists as an environment, a very antithetical environment for African-American ball players. But their principal minor league club was in Louisville. So Montreal was considered about the perfect environment in which to bring up an African-American star. And Branch Rickey cast a role in history for Montreal, and Montreal, the city, enjoyed living up to it. It was really a great moment in baseball history.
So Montreal was more accepting? This was going to be a friendlier environment
We shouldn't... Obviously, there was racism in Montreal. They had been riven by anti-Semitic riots in particular during World War II, I think it's safe to say. But Montreal considered itself a little bit more progressive and urban environment than a lot of other American cities, certainly on the subject of race and ethnicity, because it was already then a mixed culture. They cultivated Americans like expat jazz musicians were welcomed in Paris. They styled themselves that way. I think there was also some feeling that... Again, they rose to the occasion, that this was an opportunity that was being served up. They didn't have to worry about some of the old social attitudes of the American South. And in the International League, of course, you also had other options that were available, like Louisville, but also Toronto. But there was a link also between Montreal and Brooklyn at that point. There was a large politically progressive Jewish community in Montreal, and many of those people had relatives in Brooklyn.
So what was the first game for Jackie Robinson like? Describe it to us.
Oh, my God. It was the game against Jersey City?
Yes. Is that the first home game, I presume?
That was actually played on the road in Jersey City.
Oh, okay.
But it was big. It was certainly big news in Montreal. If you want to ask about the first game in Montreal, he went 4-for-4.
Wow.
It was a wonderful opening day. And it was famous at that particular time because, of course, the eyes of the baseball world were on him. And he performed so expertly. 1946 was an amazing year for him. I wrote down the statistics. He batted .349. The Montreal Royals won the pennant there in the International League by 18 games, so it's an extraordinary range. And we're talking about a foreshortened, of course, minor league season. And who should they confront in what was then called the Little League World Series, which was the championship of the International League, but the Louisville Colonels, the Boston Red Sox team that...
Sure.
Couldn't have him. Now, some of the Louisville Colonels threatened to boycott the Little League, the Little World Series. They said that they wouldn't play against a black ball player. And I must say, to their credit, the Boston Red Sox said, "Well, if you don't play against the Montreal Royals and Jackie Robinson, you're not going to be the Red Sox affiliate." So they had to play. As a matter of fact, they won the first couple of games, but then they were on the road in Louisville, but they came back to Montreal, and it was just extraordinary. People talk about that moment in baseball history. Jackie Robinson was a brilliant fielder. He hit brilliantly. I believe he batted in 9 runs in the last couple of games. And very famously, he was carried off the field at Lorimer Downs when they had finally won the Little World Series. And there was a sports writer then at the time named Sam Moulton, in fact, who was an expat American, who wrote a famous dispatch, if I might quote from it. When the crowd carried Jackie Robinson off their shoulders, off the field on their shoulders, it said it was probably the only day in history that a black man ran from a white mob with love in instead of lynching on its mind. And the Montreal Club, and I apologize in advance for my bad French pronunciation to my French wife, but the Montreal fans were chanting, "Il a gagné ses épaulettes." He has earned his stripes. Because, of course, since he had that brilliant year in Montreal, it meant that Jackie Robinson was headed for the Brooklyn Dodgers and the major leagues.
Thanks, Scott. Just quickly, you looking forward to baseball in D.C.? Doesn't matter to you.
Doesn't matter to me. I'm a Cub fan, and honestly, it pains me to see baseball leave Montreal. Baseball has a long history in Montreal, as long as any other American city. It's a great town. I think it was honestly misserved by baseball. I would be much happier if they'd stayed in Montreal.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Simon is the host of NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday. He's also the author of Jackie Robinson and the Integration of Baseball. He joined us here in Studio 3A. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.